As Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will have to deal with a state legislature dominated by Democrats. Democrats have a 16-seat majority in the California Assembly, a 10-seat advantage in the state Senate. Senator Don Parada is a Democrat from Oakland and the majority leader. He says his party has to find ways to work with Mr. Schwarzenegger after his strong showing at the polls.
It was a very clear decision on the part of the California voters. It wasn't close. Most of us felt this coming. And we need to not only look at what we're doing, but we have to quickly calculate the relationship that we're going to have with the new governor. Everything that we've done this year has been unprecedented. So having to work with somebody new right after another guy was just elected is unprecedented, but we're getting used to those things.
Do you see yesterday's result as a repudiation of Governor Davis, a repudiation of the Democratic Party? The governor-elect, Arnold Schwarzenegger, got something like 18% of the Democratic vote yesterday.
Yeah, it's hard to say what it was really about. There was a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. A lot of it unquestionably was leveled at the governor. People simply did not like his style of governing, did not like his personality. That was very clear. And once people make up their mind about personal things, it's awfully hard to undo it. But that's the nature of this business, and California is very mercurial, and we are a celebrity state. We are celebrity means a lot to people here. So it was not unexpected that someone like Schwarzenegger, in a short campaign in particular, I'm not so sure he would have held up well over an 18-month campaign, but in a 9-week sprint to become governor, he was really tailor-made for what people wanted.
As Democratic Majority Leader there in the Senate, though, do you think there's a message for you, for your fellow legislators, about what voters are saying by this result?
Oh, you betcha. I mean, we'd be damn fools to sit back and say this was only about Gray Davis, or it was only about the way the state is being governed from the corner office. The fact of the matter is, legislators are less popular than Gray Davis was, and that's a hell of an achievement. We need to regroup and rethink ourselves, and we need, frankly, to reposition ourselves. We have been too far to the left of the main constituency of the state of California. We need to rethink how we're addressing the so-called Joe Sixpack voter, because we're losing them. And I think that's what the lessons here is, that we have to stop and think about what is it that we're trying to do. This man cannot govern unless Democrats support him. But I'll tell you this, I think he's going to have a greater problem with the right wing of his own party, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is far to the left of the average legislator who is a Republican in California.
What have you heard from your Republican colleagues on how they see working with
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Well, I think they're euphoric right now. I mean, when you pummel an opponent, you are simply walking around grinning like the village idiot. But I know for our part, that this has been a revolution in California. I mean, people want to talk about sea change and shift of paradigm and all that stuff. This is a revolution. So you bet your life, we're going to sit down and calculate what does that mean in terms of the Democrats in the future, because we are now beginning today a rebuilding phase in our lives.
Senator Parada, there's often a lot of talk after a rancorous election along the lines of the partisan poison is behind us, we're all going to work together, we're one big happy family. This was an extremely partisan race and election, and I wonder if that's just a lot of claptrap, really, and that you can expect a lot of the same old in Sacramento.
Well, you know, the tendency would be, as they say in the horse racing business, to revert to form. You do what you know best, and that is to be contentious. But we cannot, as Democrats, ignore the fact that we had a very small base of support. We ran a terrible campaign. I mean, one would argue perhaps that there wasn't much that could be done. So that's, I think, going to guide us into a position where we're going to have to look for areas of compromise. We're going to have to look for places that we can accommodate the message that was delivered yesterday. And we have to figure out and accept that Arnold Schwarzenegger has the ball.
And bottom line, do you see a way for Governor-elect Schwarzenegger to balance a budget by, if he does go ahead and repeal the vehicle license fee? He says he wants to preserve education, which accounts for 40% of the budget. He says he won't raise taxes. Is that fiction, or is there no way
in the world that he could take those three things? If he wants to protect education, he is going to have to not only preserve the car tax, but figure out what other kind of dedicated revenue source to give to education. Because everything else that could have been done in California to balance the budget has been done, and he has made a lot of statements that he will have to double back on. Last night when he said, "I won't disappoint you," even I cringed, because he is not going to be able to not disappoint a large segment of people who want to have their cake and eat it too, frankly. Californians want to live the golden lifestyle. They just assume not to pay for it, however.
Senator Perotta, thanks for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Don Perotta, Democrat from Oakland, is the majority leader of the California State Senate.